USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Security forces at the Pearl Harbor Naval Shipyard in Hawaii are continuing to respond to a shooting, according to an official with the Navy. Three people, one critical, have been injured so far. The shooting, which was at Joint Base Pearl Harbor, occurred at about 2:34 Pacific time this afternoon. One service member interviewed by KHNL said they came to the area because they have friends on base that they were worried about.
It is 100% real, If it wasn't, then all this wouldn't be happening. He possibly heard like a gunshot. He's confused like if it wasn't, but like you said, our first response is to come here. We have dozens of friends that live on base, are still on board and things like that. That's in that general area. So
the base is still on lockdown, and the public address system continues to urge people in the area to take cover. The anniversary of the 1941 Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor is this Saturday. This is USA Radio News.
Did you know the average rate on credit cards in the U.S. is over 17%?
And the average credit card debt is over $16,000 per household.
Hey, everyone. This is Mike.
And this is Brian with Fellowship Home Loans.
Credit cards. It's hard to live without them, but wouldn't it be great if we could?
It is possible. For over 15 years now, we have helped homeowners out of the pit of despair with revolving credit cards with a Fellowship Home Loans debt consolidation refinance.
You could save hundreds, even thousands on your monthly payments, increase your tax deductions, and lower your mortgage rate.
Plus, as a bonus, maybe you'll sleep a little easier after you cut up those cards.
Give us a call at 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283, and see how much you could save.
Or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com. fellowshiphomeloans.com.
Fellowship Home Loans.
Welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
There's a new jobs report out, and Chris Barnes in Washington has the details.
The ADP National Employment Report showing just 67,000 private sector jobs created in November. That's a six-month low and less than half of what the experts had forecast. American firms have added an average of about 159,000 jobs a month over the last 12 months. Most of November's job gains came from the services sector, and manufactured goods producers cut jobs for a third straight month. I'm Chris Barnes.
Attorney General William Barr drew some fire in Washington for saying that if the nation's communities don't show the police the kind of support and respect the military gets, they might find themselves without the protection they need. The ALCU said Barr was telling communities to bow their heads to the police, but a Justice Department official said the Attorney General was not suggesting police would abandon their duties without public support and was referring to the importance of maintaining the ability to recruit and retain qualified officers. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now you can get a great deal and extra safety, because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
Stocks closed broadly higher amid renewed hopes on Wall Street that a U.S. deal with China might be nearing despite recent tough talk from President Trump. The gains snapped a three-day losing streak for the S&P 500, though the benchmark index remains on track for another weekly decline. The S&P 500 rose 19.56 to 3112. The Dow Jones Industrial Average climbed 146.97 to 27,649. Former U.S. President Jimmy Carter was released from a hospital after being treated for a urinary tract infection. Carter, age 95, was discharged from Phoebe Sumter Medical Center in Americus, Georgia, according to Carter Center spokeswoman Deanna Coangelo. Carter has overcome several health challenges in recent years. He's been diagnosed with melanoma in 2015, announcing that the cancer had spread to other parts of his body after partial removal of his liver, treatment for brain lesions, radiation, and immunotherapy. He said he was cancer-free. A fall last spring required him to get hip replacement surgery. Then on October 6th, he hit his head in another fall and received 14 stitches, but still traveled to Nashville, Tennessee to help build a Habitat for Humanity home shortly thereafter. He fractured his pelvis in a later fall and was briefly hospitalized. Last month, Carter was released from Emory University Hospital in Atlanta after recovering from surgery to relieve pressure on his brain caused from bleeding from another fall. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.